There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour of this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. We give you our best and worst of the weekend. That'll be coming up. 877-3DP Show. Operator Tyler sitting by. NBA playoffs. The home teams all roll in game one. 8-0. And the margin of victory, double digits. MVP finalists, Joker, Doncic, and Gilgeous-Alexander. Probably going to finish in that order. I probably would flip-flop Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Luka Doncic, but I believe that the Joker is the best player in basketball, and these are three non-Americans there. When you think about, you know, the number of... Shai Gilgeous is from Canada, Doncic and Joker, European players. You look at the draft coming up, most of your... top-end players are from Europe, and that's why I think I'd like to see what's the NBA going to be in 5 years because of the global expansion of basketball, the number of players coming over to play college basketball, and, of course, the number of players going into the NBA. But Joker, Doncic, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are the three MVP candidates here. Anthony Davis says he'll never win Defensive Player of the Year. He says that they don't like me. I don't know if that matters. I think there's always the, well, if he stays healthy. Nobody says that about Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert is a really good defender, obviously, but you don't say, oh, now you're not tuning in to see Rudy Gobert, and he's not playing in big-time games. But Anthony Davis, you do tune in, and chances are, he might not be playing, or he might get injured when he plays, or he might not be 100% when he plays. So I think that there is that stigma attached to him of, can you give it to him? How often does he play? Did he play in the requisite 65 games? I mean, I don't know if people don't like him. I think they have greater expectations for him than they do Rudy Gobert. I would have given it to Victor Wembanyama. I'd like to know the number of shots that he blocked and or altered, because I thought that he was, that was a defensive presence that you saw right in front of you. Rudy Gobert is a really good defender. But is he the best defender in the league? Not in my opinion. And Anthony Davis, I don't know if somebody, you know, fills out their ballot and goes, Anthony, I don't like him. I think it's just availability. Yes, Paul.
I have a theory that guys like Anthony Davis can't win, usually can't win the Defensive Player of the Year because they're too good on offense. Like, the lead with them isn't defense. Jaren Jackson Jr., the lead is defense and very good on offense.
Yeah. Well, it used to be when you played shortstop.
Yeah.
You weren't known for your offense. So you were a good defensive player, like Mark Belanger with the Orioles. Oh, man, he could pick it. He's a good defensive player.
Yeah, for this award, like, Dwight Howard won it 3 years in a row. He led with defense and some offense. Kawhi Leonard, early Kawhi, won it twice. And then his offense caught up. Younger Giannis won it.
I can now talk about this. I was sworn to secrecy about this, but I had this opportunity last week. I think it was last week. The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, will be live on Netflix on May 5th at 8 Eastern, hosted by Kevin Hart, with an all-star lineup of surprise roasters. No Brady rule, no pads, no mercy. And somebody reached out to me and said, would you like to go to the Tom Brady roast? Now, I didn't know if they were saying, would you like to roast him or just go to the roast? So I thought it would have been awkward to say, hey, am I going to be on the dais roasting him? Which I wouldn't want to do. But then I'm not going to be in L.A. It's on a Sunday night. So I took the easy way out. I go, won't be in L.A. that Sunday night. And then the person who I've known for a long, long time through the ESPYs said, oh, okay, you'll be missed. But that was it. It wasn't you're going to be one of the roasters. But I was, they extended an invitation for me to go to the roast, whether that is part of being a roaster or just sitting, being a seat filler. Yes, Eden.
Do you think Tom knew what the guest list was for that type of event?
I think he would probably have to approve who's going to be up there roasting him.
Because that would be awkward if you got out there to L.A. and got everything. It's like, what is he doing
here? Yeah.
Like, what? I thought we were cool. What?
I thought we were having big names up here.
Yeah, I thought.
Wait.
What? Why him?
Wait.
Really? What? Why?
Dude, you don't even get nominated for a sports Emmy. You're going to be up here roasting me? Yeah, you're right.
God, how annoying is that going to be? In the next, like, 5 years, Tom's going to win 37 Emmys.
Okay.
Whatever.
What happens first? Tom Brady broadcast a football game. Tom Brady plays in a football game.
A professional football game?
Yes. Like, he keeps saying, hey, you know, that somebody needs me late season. You can't let it go. Is he going to be broadcasting games for Fox this upcoming season?
Yes.
It's a lot of money to not broadcast games. It just, he keeps throwing these things out where, and then, you know, he's going to be surprised. Like, why do people keep asking me about, am I going to play again? You keep saying that you might play again. Yes.
You know what's getting kind of irritating, though? He keeps doing podcasts, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And complaining about young people. Young people today, it's just about them and their brand. It's just about them and their, what, oh, can't, no, I and team. If there's me and team, then we lose. And, well, man, dude, just stop.
Coming from TB12.
I know. Like, you just took a year off to build your brand. All right, I get it. But I get it. You gave your salary back or whatever. You took less. You did all that stuff. You were team for, I know. However, you know, these kids are coming up in a different time than you did.
Yeah.
You didn't have the opportunity to. You weren't getting NIL at Michigan anyway when you played there, even if it was right now.
Even when he got into the league, he wasn't going to establish a brand.
You know what, dude? You're too young to be like, man, these young kids don't know anything. What's back in my day? Dude, you're 45. You know, when I was doing this, we didn't care about ourselves. We only cared about one thing. That objective was winning.
Yes, Paul.
This roast is live.
Yeah.
The Comedy Central one was live-ish. They taped them all.
Yeah.
They edited a few things that were maybe too far.
Soft.
Yeah. There's some danger with a live roast.
I think Jeff Ross, is he involved in this?
Ross and Kevin Hart are the only ones announced on the dais.
Kevin Hart had a big feature on 60 Minutes last night.
Yeah. I think he's hosting this roast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's hosting. But I didn't know who else was going to be going to it. Like, are there going to be 20,000 people there and I got invited and I'm just, you know, one of 20,000 people? I don't think I was a roaster. But they do write jokes for you if you want to roast. But I don't want to get up there and roast. Yes, Todd.
If a producer contacted you and said they want you to be a roaster and they were encouraging you to do that, would that change your availability?
No, I don't want to do it.
Even if they really wanted you
no.
to? Tom Brady specifically wanted to.
No. No. I don't. That's not what I do. No, not interested. I mean, I might watch or I'll see some of the highlights, but no, I'm not interested in being that. Yes, Paul?
With a roastee, you need openings to roast them. Like, I think there was a Justin Bieber roast, and there's lots of missteps in his life and his career that were top level. The Alec Baldwin roast, there was lots of missteps. What are Tom Brady's real missteps that people are going to launch into? on this roast.
I don't know if you're allowed to bring up the trainer who is, you know, Giselle's trainer.
Oh, boy.
Or you, well, I don't know.
You have to.
Too soon.
No, Dan, that's actually the right angle.
I don't know. Like, if I'm roasting, then you're roasting. Do I bring up the cell phone? I mean, do I bring up Deflategate?
What else is there? Like, what are the other negatives? I hit a bad hair week in 2017?
Yeah, I don't know what else you're going to say.
Avocado ice cream, what's that about?
Yeah. Was that your Kevin Hart doing that?
Now, Kevin, I'm going to talk like this. I talk real fast. Not necessarily funny, but if I talk real fast, people think it's funny.
Sort of a Ross Perot.
Can I finish?
Yeah. Man, right.
Oh, some eggs. Eggs broke. I had to go get mine. I had to go get my eggs in the supermarket.
Fox is in hen house. Not going to have nothing to eat, see? Can I finish?
All right. We came up with a new music topic last hour, at the end of last hour, because you have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and not everybody was all in on everybody who's going in, but... and they gave their reasons why. And Seton talks a lot about, you know, what artist or band like created something, changed music, and maybe that's his litmus test on who should be in the Hall of Fame. First of all, they need to change it to the Music Hall of Fame, because Cher's not rock and roll. Cher's just an entertainer. When Adele goes in, she's not, or Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, they're not rock and roll. They're music. You know, I think that hurts, too, when you go, they're not rock and roll. Yeah, that's why it seems like it's flawed when you go, why don't they just change it to the Music Hall of Fame? Rock and roll / Music Hall of Fame, something. But Seton said, what about the band that contributed the least to music?
Biggest band.
Going into the Hall of Fame.
That contributed least. They sold a bunch of records and stuff, but it wasn't exactly all that deep.
Okay.
Paul? Or something like that.
Paulie?
I'm going to throw one out, and I like this band quite a bit. INXS was a huge 80s band. They had lots of hit songs, but if you listen to them, and I listen to their music often, like Don't Change, Original Sin, Need You Tonight. They're not, you know, Arlo Guthrie. They're fun, poppy songs with a really good-looking lead singer, and they had a great time. And I enjoyed listening to them. I don't know if there's a big...
But they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, are they?
I think they are.
Really?
I would check, but very successful band.
Okay. All right. Anybody else got one? Seton, you got the band that contributed the least in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, see, it's tough. I don't know if I could say they contributed the least. I can tell you that the origin of this question, this is going to be very unpopular. Was actually to a tweet that somebody had sent about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I thought, man, all right, they did do that sort of funk thing. They were very much a forefather of this, like, alternative rock movement that we've all enjoyed in the 90s, et cetera. However, I don't know. They had some great songs, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with them, you know. Flea's great. I mean, who is that? John
Frusciante.
Yeah, great guitar player.
Yeah, he is.
Will Ferrell on drums.
They made great rock stars. They really did.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had Under the Bridge is a great song. Yeah. That's an awesome song.
Yeah.
They had some other pretty good ones, too.
Are the Black Crowes Hall of Famer?
No.
They're not?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
That album was cool, though.
Yeah.
That album was pretty cool.
Yeah, Paul.
She talks to angels.
Green Day's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's not go down that road.
I'm just asking, what is the... did Green Day begat Blink 182 and a bunch of other bands like that? Did that open the door for pop punk band Seton? So that would be a good fallout.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they sort of... You know what else, too, happened? There was a moment where it was like this whole Seattle thing, right? And everything was sort of tinted gray and like the... What did a guy from Men in Blazers say? It's the color of sludge. everything was sort of like just like heavy and negative and down. And then all of a sudden, these like sort of like happier guys came in and they opened the door for a whole other thing.
Mm.
Doesn't sound like a lot. It's a little narrow, but.
Hey, what did you contribute, sludge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody by 94 or 95, like everybody in Seattle was dead. And they're like, oh, no, but there's these guys from the Bay Area. And then you had Green Day and Offspring and
Rancid. Yeah, but then you had
Rancid
rock and roll, and then you had big hair bands that ruined rock and roll. But they created, you know, that was a genre.
It's kind of a party rock genre.
Yeah. Let's go around. Let me see. Well, I'll need a little time for us to do our best and worst of the weekend. Can we fit it in before we go to break? Todd, best and worst of the weekend.
My best, Anthony Edwards, the T-Wolves, helping lead Minnesota to a 25-point game one beatdown of the Suns, 33 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. Worst, giving it to the Magic, game one Saturday loss in Cleveland, 83 total points, 15 and 17 in the second and third quarters.
All right, Seton O'Connor, best.
Yeah, man, my best is Dame. There was this moment in the game where he was like sort of pointing to the, the court or whatever, and he was like, this is why I moved here. That's a pretty iconic moment. That's awesome. He's good at those. He's really good at those moments, those slow motion moments where you're trying to read his lips and you're like, dang, Dame just did a thing. That was awesome. That was awesome. My worst of the weekend, Rockies, Mariners game, bottom of the ninth, Rockies getting last licks, as they say. What should have been a walk-off home run in the ninth is taken away with fan interference. They ended up winning the game anyway. However, lads, if you're at home, let the home run be a home run. Get the ball after it bounces. What the hell are you doing?
Marvin, best and worst.
Best, Jason Tatum, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists for a triple-double against the Heat. Goodness gracious. Yeah. And then the worst, Knicks fans. They won a game, and then they were chanting outside, we want Boston. I'm so tired of them. It's been one game, and I'm already tired of them. No. Win this round first. And then you want Boston? You don't want Boston. You're going to play Boston. You don't want them.
Yeah. Paulie, best and worst.
I'm the opposite of Marvin. I love the early celebration of Knicks fans. Something good's going to happen. Either they're going to get their hearts ripped out, or they'll advance on in the playoffs to the second or maybe third round. So it's fun watching the Knicks. The worst of the weekend, obviously, you mentioned Howie Schwab passing away. When I first got to ESPN, they told us you're not allowed to wear sweatpants, course, to work, and you're not allowed to wear team jerseys of any type. It was like part of the rules to be objective. Yeah. And after about 2 weeks there, I saw this big guy walking around with sweatpants on and like a Mets Dave Kingman jersey. And the next day, and I go, who is that guy? Like, oh, that's Howie Schwab. He's in charge of research. I'm like, he's allowed to wear that? He goes, and someone goes, he can wear whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And there's many more stories, but when working on your show, Dan, and we didn't know something and we had to look it up, I would call Howie's extension and it would ring, and he would just say the words, I'm on it, because he was listening to the show every single moment and knew what your question was about the stat before you called him. He was fantastic.
Yeah, I became very close with him, obviously, throughout SportsCenter, but after we left SportsCenter, and then I brought him on to Sports Jeopardy, I was disappointed, hurt that ESPN kind of kicked him to the curb a little bit, and brought him on to be sort of the overseer with stats with Sports Jeopardy. And I want to commend the people who were there, who were researching clues, that they allowed Howie come in and be part of that process, because they're very territorial there, and rightfully so. But Howie was as knowledgeable as anybody I ever met in my life when it comes to sports. But passing away this weekend. Take a break. Mike Florio will join us coming up next. Why can't the Bears just say they're taking Caleb Williams? And is there a chance the Commanders don't take Jaden Daniels? And why? Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Kind of a weird statistical anomaly. Home teams 8-0. Game one of the first round of the NBA playoffs. Home teams in the NHL 6-0 in game one of the first round of the playoffs. A Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV. The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz. The vehicle all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. You can see it prior to this show on Peacock, NBC Football Night in America, Insider. Why can't the Bears say we're taking Caleb Williams?
Oh, they can do it. They could sign into a contract if they wanted to. I just think that the way this process has evolved, the NFL likes the teams to keep their mouths shut as long as possible so that maximum viewers will tune in 8 p.m. Eastern Thursday night to find out who the Bears are going to pick. And look, you never know what's going to happen in 3 days. I guess something could happen, but what would happen that would keep it from happening? It's inevitable.
Why hasn't anybody at least, you know, kicked the tires on going up to get, if Caleb Williams is one of these generational talents, he's supposed to be the next Patrick Mahomes. Why hasn't somebody, is he worth going up to get?
It's a great point. And I don't know whether it's a situation like 4 years ago when the Dolphins, who had the fifth pick and desperately wanted to go up and get Joe Burrow at number one, and the Bengals would not even entertain the conversation, at least find out what they're willing to put on the table. The Bengals got lucky that Burrow ended up being great. You don't know what a guy's going to be until he plays in the NFL. You're turning down a potentially huge haul of picks for the one guy. You better be sure the one guy is going to work. I haven't heard anything about anyone trying to come up to get Caleb Williams. And that may be the Bears making it clear we're not moving, or no one willing to really do whatever it would take to go get him, or some combination of the two. But it has not even been a talking point. It hasn't been an issue. No one's even breathed a word of it in the past several months.
Is there real drama or manufactured drama with what the Commanders are going to do?
I think there's real drama. Look, Dan, there's a new ownership group, and that's good news for Commanders fans because it's anyone other than Daniel Snyder. But this is Josh Harris's first draft. I was told last week that he's more involved in the football operation than people thought he was going to be. Most owners are more involved than we know they are. They don't want us to know they're involved because they don't want to take the blame for the bad decisions. They want to be able to pin it on the GM or the head coach. That's why I respect Jerry Jones. I mean, he's out there. There's no hiding behind anyone. It's his decisions. And I think for a lot of these teams, it's the owner's decisions. And what they did last week with this top golf four quarterback square dance for whatever purpose they were trying to prove. And I think at the end of the day, they brought them all in at the same time because the owner was available one day, and that was the day he was going to be there, and he wanted to meet all four of them that day. I think that's the easiest explanation. But that may have angered Jaden Daniels, and they may have some things to work through, and there's talk about the Raiders wanting Daniels and Daniels wanting the Raiders, and who knows how that plays out. So we'll see. We'll see. They have to want Daniels, and at some level you have to think that your potential franchise quarterback wants to be with you. Franchise quarterback is a higher level than the other players. It's a guy who shows up early, stays late, is basically an extension of management. If he doesn't want to be there, that's a problem.
What happens first? Tom Brady broadcasts a game, or he plays in a game?
You know, I think there are no accidents when it comes to Tom Brady, Dan. And for him to come out and say, after declaring last year, he's done and he's never coming back, he just kind of casually drops the turd in the punch bowl of, pardon me, of, you know, hey, what if somebody gets injured during the season? Oh, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Wait, what? I wouldn't be opposed to coming back and playing? Are you kidding me? That was huge. And again, I don't think it was something that just flew out of his mouth. I think he's ready to come back. And I think that was his trial balloon to see if anyone will call him. Just a couple of weeks before the draft, plenty of teams looking for quarterbacks. What if Sean Payton doesn't get the guy he wants? It was Payton and Brady 2 years ago that were tied together to go to Miami. The Dolphins lost a first-round pick over it because they were tampering with both guys. So I think Brady wants to come back, but he wants to be pursued. And he's put it out there that he wants to be pursued. So I think there's a chance that he never gets in the booth at all, at least not this year. And wouldn't it be awkward? He's sitting there with Kevin Burkhardt, Dan, and quarterback gets injured during a game. How can Burkhardt not say, hey, Tom, would you play for this team? They may be calling you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, if they do a Dolphins game and Tua goes down, you could say, Tom, you got your chance to play for the Dolphins. Get out of the booth and walk down. Maybe you should wear pads during the broadcast.
Just have the pads on,
yeah.
Slip the jersey
just
over.
Just in case.
He could be like the Zamboni driver that also subs as the emergency goalie at the hockey games. Just have him ready to go.
If you could know what one team is going to do Thursday night, what team would it be?
Well, the Vikings, to me, are the biggest curiosity in all of this because they're clearly going to try their damnedest to emerge with a quarterback. They're sitting at number 11. They've already picked up pick number 23 from the Texans. They didn't acquire that pick to use it. They acquired that pick to package it and move. So how high do they want to go? Who do they really want? Kevin O'Connell spoke about it recently. You know, and is it Jaden Daniels? Is it Drake May? Is it J.J. McCarthy? I think it's one of those three. But one thing he made clear, they've had opportunities to get other quarterbacks during his time in Minnesota, and he's been the guy to say, no, I'm not going to do it. When we get the next guy, he's going to be the guy. So will they not be happy with whatever trade packages are demanded? Will they stay put? Will they pass on a quarterback and try to make it work with Sam Darnold? What they do is really going to be fun to watch because it can go in a lot of different directions.
Talking to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, more likely to draft their quarterback successor, the Rams or the Cowboys?
Wow. The Cowboys need players who can come in and make an immediate impact because they haven't been able to go out and go all in as Jerry Jones said they would back in late January, and they haven't. But they need to have some leverage in the event that Dak Prescott becomes a free agent next year. They have Trey Lance, who's also due to be a free agent next year, and I don't know that that counts as sufficient leverage. You need to have somebody to get Dak Prescott to stick around and take whatever deal the Cowboys want to put on the table. You need to be protected. You need to have that bird in the hand. I think it makes the Cowboys a little more likely than the Rams, who were thinking about it last year with Stetson Bennett. And that ship still hasn't completely sailed. He's got off-field issues that need to get under control. So I think they still hold out a sliver of hope that they could get things under control with Stetson Bennett. I think the Cowboys are more likely because they need that guy on the roster to give them leverage with Dak.
Jerry Jones is credited for being a brilliant businessman. But when it comes to his players, you can question his business acumen. Why is that?
Well, Dan, look, when it comes to their best young players, I said a couple of weeks ago on PFT Live, and I believe this, the Cowboys, and specifically Jerry Jones, are cheap, short-sighted, and frankly, in all due respect, not as smart as he thinks he is. Because, you know, they blew it with Dak Prescott, dragged their feet, waited too long, got themselves in a tough position, did a bad contract that puts him in an even worse position now. C.D. Lamb, here he is entering his fifth-year option. Micah Parsons should not set foot on a field, practice, or playing field until he gets his next contract. And it's tied their hands. And the more I think about it, the more I talk about it. You know, we've all been conditioned to believe that Jerry Jones would basically rip out a kidney to win another Super Bowl. And I'm starting to think that's not the truth. This year, I've started to believe that Jerry Jones ultimately is a carnival barker who needs ways to get Cowboys fans to show up and open their wallets and give him their money and watch on TV. Think about this, Dan. No NFC championship game for the Cowboys since 1995, yet they are still the biggest draw in the NFL. That is amazing. And that's a product of Jones as a salesman. So it's all selling, and he sold us on the idea that every year could be the year. And no year do they even get to the game to get to the Super Bowl. But they're still America's team. I think at the end of the day, it's about keeping that label of America's team and not necessarily about winning any one of the last 30 Super Bowls.
Great to talk to you. Are you involved in the Tom Brady roast?
No, I'm not. Not that I know of. Not that I know. But, you know, that could go in a lot of different directions. That's going to be worth
watching.
Okay,
what is... Now, I was invited to show up at the roast. I don't know if that meant I was going to be on the dais, but I said I wasn't going to be in L.A. But I was wondering, what is off limits for Tom Brady during a roast?
I don't know. I don't know. Because that's the thing. They act like it's no holds barred. I don't know.
So kids would be off. Kids are off limit. Is the jujitsu instructor off limits? Deflategate.
Deflategate can't be off limits.
Yeah.
Can't be.
I mean, what else is there with Brady?
I don't know. I mean, you could make a joke along the lines of, you know, his hairpiece is older than some of the guys currently playing in the league.
What?
You could try that.
Wow.
His hair actually seems to be expanding as he gets older. Like, the hairline's going down. Like, he's going to be Teen Wolf by the time it's all said. Like Jason Bateman.
Do you have sources that Brady has a hairpiece?
I'll tell you this. Someone told me years ago, you know, when you go to church and you're standing there and you're tall, so you see this. When you're in the back of the church, you see all the bald spots that are there and starting. It's like this mushroom farm of bald spots. Someone told me 20 years ago, Brady had that back here. So that's 20 years ago.
As a journalist, are you reporting this?
No, I'm not reporting it. I'm just passing along some information that I got from a trusted source. That's it.
I think it's journalism.
It's fine. I'm just saying, is it fair game? Is it fair game? I mean, clearly there's some coloring happening with the hair, which is fine. That's fine. But I remember
when you busted McLovin, when McLovin colored his hair one time, and then I think you either text me or you called, and I was like, oh, wow.
Well, you were having the conversation about the whole hair dye thing. I mean, the thing, you can't reverse it. You can try to freeze it, but you can't go back. Once it's noticeably gray and then you show up one day like Creed in the office when he took all the toner out of the printer and put it on his head. Like, it's obvious when you try to go the other way.
Yes. You have to start early. I tell guys, if you're going to dye your hair, start earlier than later, because then, you know, it's not as noticeable. You don't have to worry
about it.
The
problem with it, though, Dan, the problem with it is, if you commit to it, right, unless you do the Bob Barker big reveal, like after you take a couple weeks off from The Price is Right, you inevitably become 75-year-old guy with jet black hair. And what do you do? What can you do with it?
It's like Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville stopped coloring his hair, and you're like, well, damn, Johnny looks like he's, you know, 65. Yeah. And he might be. He
probably is.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike, as always, hard-hitting with all
yeah,
the...
Yeah, great stuff. Hey, you went there, not me.
Thank you, Mike. That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live. Duke in Idaho. Hi, Duke. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. 61215. You know, last week you were talking about how you had to meet with like an estate planner to get your affairs in order and whatnot.
Yes.
So a couple days after that, you went to commercial, but you're doing your Traeger promo, and you made some offhanded comment about, hey, maybe I'll just be cremated, put me on the Traeger.
Yes.
And that got me thinking, what flavor pellets would you like? The cherry, oak, hickory? I mean, maybe.
Maybe
I mean,
if there's some afterlife flavor, Duke. That reminds me of Dan Patrick.
Musky.
Andrew in South Carolina. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. Just wanted to share best and worst.
Okay.
Best of the weekend. I got married this weekend and kept the tears to a minimum. My passion bucket was overflowing. Felt like I needed a passion truck there with surrounded by family and friends.
Nice.
Worst of the weekend, my Braves blew a 3-run lead last night, and, you know, I told my wife it only took her 2 years to get a ring, and I've been waiting nearly 30 for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys to give me one. So,
all right, well, you're going to be waiting a little while longer, I think, Andrew. It's okay if you cry at your wedding. When I saw my wife walk down the aisle, I started crying. I was like, damn, I hope she doesn't have second thoughts here. Yes, Todd.
As long as the cry to others looks like happy tears as opposed to, oh, my God, what am I doing? It's too late to change my mind.
No. I just remember my wife walking down the aisle, and, like, it looked like she would. There was a halo around her whole body. I was like, oh, my God. And I saw her, like, fall back, and I thought she was going to faint. Well, one of our friends stepped out into the aisle to take a picture, stepped on the train of her dress and pulled her back and nearly knocked her over. And then I didn't realize at the time, I thought, oh, my God, she's going to pass out. But everything turned out great, though. Yeah. Few tears. That was it. Yeah, Paul?
Someone almost swept her off her feet that day. Oh, you've been doing it ever since.
Wow. I've been trying to.
There you go.
Yes, yes.
That'll be a fall-away bride instead of a runaway bride.
Okay, all right. I'll give you a bloop on that.
I'll take one.
It's late in the show.
Snuck it in.
All right, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll hear from LeBron James next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
all right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Were we able to get in touch with Lou Gramm's people, the lead singer of Foreigner?
I've not heard back, but we did leave a message.
Okay, yes. I told him last summer, I'm going to campaign to get you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Lo and behold, he said it was impossible. His words. And here we are. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Thank you. Yes, Paul?
Hall of Famers are tough to get a hold of. They don't return calls quick. They're busy now.
I do. I return calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, all of that coming up. Drake May is going to join us Wednesday on the program. Let me get to Mike in Atlanta. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure, Mike.
Long time listener, multiple time caller. As I'm on hold, I'm hearing all these conversations, and I got couple things. I'm just going to try to shotgun it and then hang up and listen to you guys comment. But a couple things. Number one, Seton, sometimes, man, I listen to your comments and I'm like, dude, I don't know what the heck you're talking about, man. Why did you have to say that? But then you said the whole thing about Tom Brady, and I'm like, totally agree with him, man. So props to you with his comments about the old guys and stuff. It could be because I work for a major airline. Tom happens to be one of our spokespeople, and honestly, we look at him and go, dude, you have nothing to do with airlines. I don't know what you're doing. Anyway, so, yeah, we kind of got a little office comments about that. But anyway, I'll move forward. I watched last night, Just Go With It, for the very first time with my wife. She's always told me, you got to watch this movie. You got to watch this movie. We watched it. I said, oh, man, there's Dan Patrick. She goes, who's that? Yeah. Anyway, but Dave Matthews on there, funny movie. I have a comment or a question about that. At the hula competition.
No, it was the coconut. Hula. The coconut. Let's get coconutty.
Yeah, I'm sorry, coconut, yeah. Yeah, but the competition where the two girls are up there with their hula.
Yeah.
And they're doing the dance.
Yeah.
There was a tiebreaker that had to happen. If you had to make the tie-breaking decision, Dan, who would you choose? That's my question. And the last piece is, I watched the OJ documentary on Netflix. I was old enough to live through that whole time when it happened. And, wow, you know, I don't know. Hindsight gives you a whole different perspective. And incredible documentary. If you hadn't seen it, I definitely recommend you check it out. Appreciate the call,
guys. All right. Thank you, Mike. You called us once again. Got a lot of information. If there was a tiebreaker, I would have said Better Kisser between Nicole Kidman and Jennifer Aniston. I think that's probably what I would have gone with. And Dave Matthews. I would have had Dave in there as well. LeBron James, after the loss to Denver, you got games coming up tonight. The Lakers are getting 7.5 against the Nuggets. Sixers getting 5 against the Knicks and the Magic getting 5.5 against the Cavs. Here's LeBron on the challenge of facing Denver.
Given this team's recent history with Denver, how do you fight the feeling of here we go again?
For me? Or are you talking about, that doesn't matter to me. I don't ever get into a here we go again mindset. You know, it's one game. They protected their home court. We have another opportunity on Monday to come back and be better. We know how challenging it's going to be. We know how difficult this opponent is and how great they are. So that's all a part of the game. Start doubting you. I don't get into the doubt mindset. That's not me. I'm the wrong guy to ask.
All righty. Now they go into this game. No doubts. If I get that same kind of performance from Anthony Davis I got in game one, all right, I like my chances. It's not going to be a sweep. But, you know, and you look back on those games last year, they weren't blowouts. They were pretty close, most of them. Yes, Marvin.
Unfortunately, you're probably going to need a D'Angelo Russell game.
Well, Denver got a D'Angelo Russell game. He's like, hey, I don't have any complaints. I got 20 shots up. Yeah, maybe they wanted you to shoot 20 times since you were, what, 3 of 20. Let me see. Hey, if we were going to design who would be on the dais for Tom Brady roast, do you have suggestions on who you think should be up there? Netflix announced that May 5th, I believe, it's a Sunday night. It'll be live on Netflix, a roast of Tom Brady. Yeah, see.
First call's going to Eli Manning.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Eli Manning plus one.
Would he bring Peyton?
Perhaps brother Peyton comes.
Okay. Yeah, Pauline.
Eli has to walk in, two rings, yes. Two trophies.
Yes. Yeah.
Scoreboard.
Okay.
Yes. He's the only person in the world who can go scoreboard on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Too soon to invite Belichick or expect him to do it?
I would invite him.
He could hit a home run if he went with whatever Jeff Ross
if he actually wanted to be funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you can only invite one receiver.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny Antonio Brown.
I tell Antonio Brown it's in New York.
Yeah. I guess Randy Moss. You got Moss.
You're snubbing some of...
Who else do you want in there? Do I want... You know what?
You're not going to invite Wes Wexler?
I would have Edelman.
Edelman?
Edelman's pretty funny.
You're not going to have Gronk show up?
Oh, you're right.
He's not a receiver, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have all those goofballs. Yes.
Table?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, Tom.
A pretending to be very angry Drew Bledsoe pops up.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's kind of a one-trick joke there. Yes, Marv?
What about Mo Lewis?
that's a niche roaster. It's basically one comment, and thank you for hitting Tom, hitting Drew Bledsoe so Tom could have a career. Yes,
niche
Paul?
Roaster.
If that's niche, I will not mention Drew Henson from Michigan.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a couple, Dan. 1876, the National League started. Boston beat Philadelphia 6-5. Babe Ruth made his pitching debut with the Baltimore Orioles.
Overrated. They threw a shutout that day.
1915, the New York Yankees wore pinstripes for the first time.
Okay.
And, 2010, the NFL draft was aired in primetime for the first time.
The NBA adopted the 24-second shot clock on this date in 1954. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Your hard work finally paid off. Farna finally made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Seton O'Connor.
You did it. Another one in the hall.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did it.
You. Marvin.
They like ball in Chicago.
Paulie.
Bald spot gate.
Todd, what'd I learn?
The Eagles really need to focus and go back to those Kelly Green jerseys of Carmichael Montgomery.
What we learned, TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the Tire Decision Guide. See the full lineup of Continental Tires. Special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Have a wonderful afternoon. We look forward to entertaining you, or at least trying to, tomorrow. Until then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.